What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jess are in the house. What's up, Big O?
What's going on? Just eating some peanut butter cookie and drinking some tea right now.
Nice, nice. Me, I'm higher than a summer bitch. And I say summer bitch because tonight's spotlight comedian is Bernie Mac.
Summer bitch.
Ms. Parker, Ms. Parker.
Come here. I got to talk to you about the Lord. Come down to Jesus. We need to talk.
Let me get a little something from my glaucoma.
Man, hey, Ms. Parker.
Oh, I loved him in Friday. He was fucking hilarious. And like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Talk about a keeping it real comic. Like, that's what I dug about him was the whole, like, I'm going to call you on your fucking bullshit and tell you how fucked up your fucking life really is not and how much worse it could be. So we got a lot of topics tonight based on exactly that, like fucking not putting up with people's shit, not tolerating stupidity and fucking calling it out. So, you know, like a biggest place to start right now, and this is one of the reoccurring segments making its way back. This is social media lost its shit. And, you would think with what happened with Floyd, the police would have learned their lesson, but I guess not. And now they're confusing tasers with handguns.
I mean, they make those here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I've actually held a taser once before, and I've looked at them. They do not feel like a handgun. They do not act like a handgun, and they are no way in any shape or form resemble of a handgun or resemblance of a handgun.
I've seen them, and then they had pictures on the news of what they actually look like and the differences, and I'm like, it's kind of a stretch, man. You want us to believe that? I mean, look, like, hell no. Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, there's no way like that. And then you hold it out in front of you, and it's like, okay, you can clearly see that is not a fucking taser. Like, put the shit down and pull the fucking taser out if that's absolutely what you needed to do, which, I don't know.
When did my taser lose the yellow striping on it?
Yeah.
It's so fucking asinine. And, you know, pardon me if I'm incorrect on this information, but, you know, I'm hearing this secondhand, and, you know, sometimes I just don't like you to get into this kind of rhetoric. But for God's sakes, they stated, first of all, she was a trainee that was in the field or new hire. Come to find out, she's been on the force for quite some time, 14 years experience on the force. How do you fuck up a taser to a gun?
You don't.
No, and shit's
confusing. It's like the American language, right? Like, you got fucking words that got silent K's in them, and, you know, like night has one silent K, and then you got words like Republican and police that got like three silent K's in them, you know. So that's just like the fucking age we're living in right now, and it's crap, and everybody thinks, oh, well, this is new. Like, no, bitch, this is new for you. This is new because this is the first time it's been on fucking TV and the internet. That's how you know about it. We've been going through it. Like, what the fuck? This is not new for us.
Living in the woods for as long as we have. And then we got words like Kansas with a K and a sass. Kansas or Kansas? What? How do you say that? How do you say Illinois? Is Illinois or Illinois? I mean, what the fuck, man?
And if your T-Pain, Wisconsin.
Canton.
That was one of my favorite memes. The fucking, it was like when T-Pain rhymed mansion with Wisconsin. And like, it's a picture of Jesse Jackson, like with the one single tear rolling down his cheek. And then like another kid crying. And then another kid on the floor just all passed out. Like, no.
Just like when Mr. Deeds is writing his Hallmark cards.
But I'm with you, man. Like, it's absolutely fucking asinine, like, what people are being asked to believe about the shit that's going on right now. And, I mean, it's, I thought after, you know, everything, you know, lessons learned from what happened with Floyd and all the fucking, you know, riots and bullshit that went on afterwards, like, you know, people would have learned the lesson, but it doesn't, it really doesn't look like they are. It looks like they're just fucking acting up even more now. And I don't know.
Well, you have that army sergeant that was stopped, and he was brought out of his car with, you know, police open, you know, gun right to his face, and basically, you know, telling him he better be scared, because the guy's telling him, I'm not getting on my car because I fear for my life. Well, you better, was quoted as saying. What kind of world are we living in? I mean, this goes back to when we were teenagers back in the 80s and whatnot. And I don't mean by you people out there. You might be younger. But, you know, in that time, there were a lot of police stations that were being trained as paramilitary, working with the government and going to train sites that were, you know, not, you know, obtained by the public, but only by specialty training seminars and whatnot. And they're being trained like tactical methods going into war. What kind of police state is that? And what's this all about? You know, I mean, you know, you train them in a paramilitary style. What do you expect out of these people? They're regular policemen, the regular people for the most part. These are not trained soldiers. These are people that work with civilians in the sector for everybody else. You know, they're not out there trying to kill people. They're out there to try to maintain stability. And now they're trained to kill. What do you expect them to do when they're out in the real world? Kill. That's what they're going to do. Now, that's not saying all police officers are like this. By all means, don't take it that way. But there are some that are just a bad seed in their head, just like there's a bad seed in the military, just like there's a bad seed with fucking Russ down the way who's working with you in IT. You never know when they're going to go ballistic and then bring a gun to work. But the point being is you got all that in there and you don't train people correctly and they don't have the ability to work with people around them and, you know, coincide with them and work with them. It's just a recipe for disaster over time.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't seem like it's going to stop anytime soon. And I don't know. It seems oddly suspicious. I mean, I don't know if this is a real thing or not, or, you know, it could be just, you know, like I said, suspicion. But did you notice that it started, all the minorities started like kind of getting fucked with at the same time? First the black people, then they fucking, well, us has been a constant thing. And then the Asians got thrown into the mix. And, you know, like you said, you know, earlier in the season, it's kind of a bad time to be white. It just, I don't know. It seems like something out of like a bad, like suspense movie. You know what I mean? Like it's a setup of some kind.
Well, you know, not knowing your past, your failure to recreate it. And that's what's happening. We're going in cyclical cycles of, you know, oppression and everything else in the masses. And it's not just about race. It's about where you live. I mean, I've heard plenty of story of white people living in trailer trash that have been, you know, run down because they're just in the bad part of town and they can't afford to be anywhere else. It's everybody. And, you know, until we get out of that psyche of, you know, you're this color, you're that color, or you look bad, you are technically bad. Until we get out of that, we're just never going to be rising as a people and working together collectively for the betterment of everybody.
True. I mean, really, like, it's until people get the mentality of we're all in this shit together, like, it's not really gonna, things aren't really gonna progress in, you know, the way everybody's hoping they would, and it very well can, but, you know, it's like one thing to just say you want that, another thing to actually do it, because, you know, if you're not doing anything about it, then you're a lying son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Let's get the one thing straight. The reason why I'm goading on this is because, God damn it, I want everyone to work together so we can have spaceships, so we can go out of this world and investigate the world out there. Come on, people, get your shit together.
Come on, the love boat in space is not going to make itself.
Imagine all the STDs out in outer space.
Yeah, space AIDS, like in Rick and Morty.
That shit's real.
That shit will come back with you. So, yeah, I mean, there's like, I mean, that's just one thing that's going on that, you know, pills were being asked to swallow that are like, what the fuck? Like, you really expect us to believe what you're saying is true when there's now a 24/7 like constant surveillance on everything and anything? Like, somebody saw, like, if somebody, there was, it was on video, you're not gonna lie your way out of it. And then to ask, you know, Would you mind just for old time's sake? I don't know. I think it's asking a bit much.
You know, and you know, the situation I brought up earlier about that military guy that was pulled over, the black military guy, the police chief that's in charge of that area, you know, he didn't even come out and apologize. He's just saying, well, you know, they were kind of wrong, and but he didn't say I'm sorry. He didn't say this shouldn't have happened. I'm gonna fix this. He's just like, oh, well, he probably did something. He deserved it. He didn't need to argue back. He could have followed directions. God damn it, fuck you. Someone got their hand on their gun. Someone got their gun pointed at my face. I'm ready to fucking hit the hammer down and get the fuck away before they kill me. I ain't gonna trust them. Why should I trust them? They don't trust me. If I had a gun, they'd want to shoot me immediately.
Yeah, and it's like, I saw somebody had posted a, you know, pretty good picture, like, that put everything into perspective as to what's going on lately. It's the people that were, you know, killed by the cops versus people that were, you know, some of them that the ones that stormed the Capitol, some of, you know, other, mm-hmm. you know, other people that, you know, had done shit that was equal to or less than, in most cases, what the people that got shot by the cops were. But it was all minorities that got shot and killed by the cops versus, like, these people were, like, detained or put in jail or, like, not fucking prosecuted at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yep, that fucking, it reminded me of fucking Animal Farm. Like, fucking, one of the kids is doing his, a book report on it. And that quote that they write on the side of the barn at the end, it's, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. And, like, I was all, damn, I guess that was a good pick on his part unknowingly for fucking, because it's relevant to what's going on right now. And so I think, like, it's being asked to, you know, for whatever nostalgia's sake, for old time's sake, to just believe the lie and just kind of go with it. Now, like, it's getting out of hand, you know, and some, like, it needs to, in my opinion, that would solve a lot of, not everything, but a lot of fucking problems if they just, like, yeah, we fucked up, like, oops, sorry, like, you know what I mean? But not, no, see, he could have done this, he could have done that, like, yeah, but you could have fucking done other things besides shoot him, you know what I mean? Like, that fucking, you know, the pepper spray hurts like a motherfucker, hurts like a son of a bitch.
You know, in your daily life, think about what you do in your daily life. Do you really put anybody in danger with what you do? Well, my line of work, yeah, I could put somebody's life in danger. If I were to end up killing someone because I did something stupid, I could be held liable. I could be sued. I'd lose my life in a heartbeat because of that. What's any different from me than a police officer? Why are they so coveted and why are they protected so much? I mean, they're out there with something that could kill you instantaneously without a second thought. And they're protected like, you know, they're keepsakes. I'm sorry. You know, you go through a lot of training. You're a person. You're human. And if you make a mistake like that, though, why are you not, you know, liable for that? Why are you not watching what's going on with your livelihood? You know, someone's life's in your hands. You take that preciously. You don't fucking overlook that and just skim over the top of that book and read to the, you know, Q&A at the very end. You look how to read, or you read the whole thing, the manual, and see how things work.
Yeah, you can't cliff note some things, motherfucker.
Exactly. And then, you know, on that topic, what about the fucking shots that are going around for COVID and the Johnson & Johnson shit? You hear about that?
I got the good shit, so I wasn't trying to fuck around with that fucking one time, but it's not as effective, but, you know, mostly it'll keep you safe. I'm like, if I'm going to go through the trouble, like, I really, like, kind of need more than, you know, maybe.
It'll give you pulmonary embolism, anal leakage. It'll cause weeping sores, blood through your tear ducts. You may grow a dick on your nose, and your ass is going to spew out blood. One shot, though.
And those are just some of the mild side effects.
The other one might get a shitty mother-in-law, a fat wife, and an ugly son.
We'd start to read on, but it gets gross.
Yeah, like we haven't gotten there yet. But yeah, blood clotting from the shot, for God's sakes, you know, when are we going to hold those people accountable for this? Now, COVID came out and they needed to come up with a shot, sure, but God damn it. You really think that they weren't working on this prior to hand? They were working on it, but they weren't putting nothing into it because they weren't getting paid for it at the time. And so now they put a, you know, a shitty product out there that could, you know, be detriment to your life, and no one's getting called out for that right now. I don't see much on the news.
And their one argument is at least they didn't die of COVID.
And they signed a waiver.
That is literally all they have going for them right now, is that their product was true to what it said. You're not going to die of COVID. It didn't say anything about dying from the actual product itself.
Yeah, but you know what? That fucking embalming fluid that you got in your system.
I think we file this one under buyer beware.
I think we should call it the Walking Dead. The start of zombies.
You know, I wouldn't be fucking surprised at this point. I mean, I'm done trying to figure out what's next, because there's no way, like, even it's like some of the greatest Hollywood writers could sit down and script this shit. There is absolutely no way. This is fucking beyond ridiculous.
Ooh, let's put in there that Johnson & Johnson makes a shot and it fucking kills people. Oh my God, this is a new Breaking Bad.
This is the next greatest thing ever. It's just like, as soon as you think it's getting a little bit better, bam, right back to reality. And nope, now we have fucking killer bees, then killer ants, then Joe Exotic went to prison, then fucking COVID happened, and then we thought we were gonna be in the house for 30 days. How fucking stupid were we? And fucking a year later, shit's barely starting to open now, and it's like,
fuck. So let me get this straight. You get a vaccine, you put it in a killer bee, the killer bee kills attacks Joe Exotic, you get the blood from Joe Exotic, put it back in the killer bee, then you put the killer bee through your pee hole so that way you get the injection for the COVID, then you're safe, but then you might have blood clots and pulmonary embolisms. Does that about cover it?
That's how you get bee AIDS.
Oh, the AIDS. I think everybody should have AIDS. Just like in South Park. For God's sakes, when is this going to end?
Said every one of our fans ever.
Exactly. One fan.
All seven of you out there, thanks for hanging on.
Except for the one in Australia going, right, these guys are good.
Yeah, I think we got to work in the accent swap challenge at some point, because there was another couple of people that that were down there too that do listen on occasion, and you know, we get funny stuff and feedback from them. So it'd be interesting to, you know, sit down with them and do like an accent swap challenge where we like, you know, have, you know, some predetermined sentences, and we got to try to do it in their accent. They got to try to do it in ours. And I think it'll make for a good time. So we might have something like that coming up pretty soon in the near future. So I told them about Friday. I had messaged you about the pizza, and you know, I had already been drinking, so I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it. And so in the delivery notice, or the delivery notes, whatever, I put doorbell broken, yell cunt. And so then Cookie and I ended up having to go to the store, and so I as I understand it, somebody yelled cunt because like it like picked up in my camera that it's outside.
Nice. Next one you should put on there, it post, ask me about my wiener.
Yeah. Oh man, I would give that guy a fucking a solid 50 spot if he fucking yell out, ask me about my wiener, and I will hand you a fucking $50 tip.
To be honest, when you sent me that post, I was reading it and I was half asleep, and I was like, why are you getting excited over a freaking post that you're doing pizza? Is a pizza there? I'm thinking in my head, why are you doing this? You're high as fuck. And I went to bed, and the next morning I see you laughing your ass off, and then I read what you actually put. I'm like, that's pretty damn funny. So I'm sitting on the Twitter early in the morning laughing my ass off reading what you posted. Good times, man.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a pizza delivery guy and somebody gave me the green light, I'm fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cunt at the top of my lungs. Here we go.
Cunt, cunt, cunt. Dude, you didn't have to say it 20 times. Oh, well, I saw a cunt on there, so.
I exaggerate for effect.
You paid for a little, but I give you a lot. I am an actor.
Don't ever say I never went the extra mile for you.
Hey, that couch looks plush. You want to give that a whirl?
So, yeah, and you know what it kind of seems like is it's a lot of people bitching about their life that's really not that bad. And it's, you know, those people that you want to say to them, like, your life is not that bad. Shut the fuck up. And I know, like, everybody out there knows somebody like that. And if you don't know somebody like that, you're that somebody.
Well, let me tell you something. We are that somebody. Everybody out there, you, me, at one point or, you know, in our moment of life is like that. And it's the people that actually can step away and realize you're that person at that time that you can actually be above the rest, a cut above the rest. But for God's sakes, man. A little COVID. You're staying at home with your kids. Well, guess what? Take care of them. Make sure they go to school. Go to work. What the fuck? What's wrong with us? We can't survive? I mean, God, we're a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. Like I said, when this, season three, everybody bitched that they never had enough downtime. They never had enough time to be at home. They never had enough time to relax. And that's exactly what they get. And then they start fucking complaining like, I'm a fucking prison. It turns into the scene from Step Brothers. Yeah. This house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit. Like, it's the worst fucking thing ever. And it's like, fuck, this is exactly what you asked for, you complaining ass motherfucker. Like,
my drum set. Don't touch my drum set.
Yeah, you said you wanted this. The lie detector determined that you were a lying son of a bitch.
I mean, think back if you were in Roman times, you shared a stall with hundreds of people, or okay, I exaggerate, 20 people, all right, in a shit house, and you all had a bucket with a sopping stick with a little sponge on it, and everybody used the same stick to wipe their ass when they were done shitting. You got toilet paper now. Your life ain't that bad.
And some people have bidets. Like, it's fucking, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no, like, you can't complain about having to stay home with modern convenience. That shit does not work, and you just sound like a giant douche.
Imagine having syphilis back in the 1800s. Okay, now you get a shot and you're okay.
Come on. Back then you lost your fucking mind, like Al Capone.
Yeah. You know, the IRS is out to kill me. I don't like citrus. I got syphilis. You know, shut the fuck up. You get a shot.
Fishing in a swimming pool.
Getting Johnson and Johnson shots. Oh, wait.
I mean, you know, for a company that made, you know, gas for the chambers during World War II, you know, like making a shot that kills people instead of letting them die of COVID. I mean, it's not really a stretch, is it?
Nah. Johnson and Johnson, we used to kill people with gas. Now we got COVID. Come on down.
That's modern entrepreneurship right there. We got to reinvent ourselves, guys. We already did the gas. Didn't go over so well. I got it. A shot. But we'll tell them that they're not going to die of COVID.
Well, we'll tell them next one's going to be the super soldier serum.
This one makes you immune to space AIDS.
Space AIDS. Oh, what was that? Space herpes. Space herpes. Ice pirates. That's such a great movie back in the day.
Yeah, what else? Like, I hear people, social media, a good place to find people bitching about, like, a life that isn't that bad. I see, you know, I follow, like, tons and tons of fucking people, like, everything, anything that I think is interesting, like, I'm fucking following it. My fucking Instagram is ridiculous, and Facebook's not much better, and fucking Twitter is, like, all over the goddamn place. So, it's just, you know, I'm not going to stoop to the level of fucking TikTok. I'm not fucking 15. I don't feel the need to do it. Like, if you feel the need to do it, like, good for you. But, yeah, no. I'm sorry. I can't. That's going to be a hard pass for me. But don't forget to check out our OnlyFans account. We're going to be posting our episode videos there until we get the cease and desist, or they take the videos down, whichever comes first.
And buttholes, if you ask.
Yep. We're not above doing things for money. People bitching about their store didn't have their preferred type of, like, fucking ridiculous vegetable, like fucking kale, like, you know, cooking tip for kale. If you, like, cook it with extra butter, it makes it easier to slide off of the pan into the trash can. it's fucking gross. I don't know why people are like, oh, it's good. You just got to, like, have it like this. You got to have it like that. I'm like, it's not green eggs and ham, like, but it may as well be, because I don't care where you serve it to me. That shit's still going in the trash can.
You know what? When you eat ass, you make sure the ass is clean. Those people don't. And then they eat kale.
They figure it's multi-purpose.
Toilet paper.
Right?
It's a bit scratchy, but it gets the job done.
It's still better than the three seashells.
It's a nice Asian wrap. And I'm not talking about the guys from Hong Kong that do a good mean rap from the New York Bronx.
And then, you know, like, it's just a barrage of first world problems that there is no way other people in other countries are bitching about, like, half of this shit. I find it very one thing that I get, it's really hard for me to wrap my head around, is the fact that our generation that was pretty much immune or fucking disconnected with fucking everything that, you know, today and our offspring are offended by literally every fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And something like that, I don't know how the fuck that happened. You would have thought they would have had some thicker skin, like, based on who was raising them, but no. Totally didn't work out that way. And now everybody's really easily offended by everything. Not that we care, but, you know, like, I don't, it's one of those things that's like, what the fuck? How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, you can't even walk down the street without calling someone a tunt, and then run around crying, going, "Mommy, he called me a tunt." What's a tunt?
If you don't know, listen to Rice and Beans.
Hey, aren't you that guy I paid to touch your toes while I saw your dick? Mommy, he recognized me. It's okay. Here's your participation trophy.
Yeah, dude, it's totally, like, that's what the world's come to. It's you know, participation trophies left and right, far as the eye can see. And it doesn't seem like it's going well. I don't know if everybody else is on that, you know, particular bandwagon, but, you know, you can't force everybody to be right, and I'm not going to try. It's just, my question is, like, when can we get off this particular ride? I've had just about as much as I'm, you know, like, willing to take. I mean, I guess I could tolerate more, but I'd rather not.
Well, I don't think that it's a matter of how much we're willing to take. I think it's about how much vomit we've already spewed up and how much bile we have left in our stomach that we can't spew up. Keeping realistic numbers and thoughts of what's going on, there's a lot of fucking shitheads out there. But why is there a lot of shitheads? Because there's a lot of social media platforms. For those shitheads, I think there's an equal or greater amount of people that actually have heads like ours. I, for one, have raised my kids to actually not be that cynical and that stupid. And, you know, the things I say, they don't say. And one of the reasons why is I told them specifically, if you're going to curse, if you're going to use demeaning manners, if you're going to make jokes, you better know your words. You better know your diction. You better know, you know, writing properly. Because if you don't know how to do that and someone calls you out, then you're just a fuckwad that doesn't know what the hell you're saying. So, you know, they're a little bit more not educated, but to the common sense of, you know, the American standard. That much, at least, you know, I'm putting out in the world. But there's a lot of single stupid shitheads with mommy values that are going on social media crying their ass off saying, oh my God, my chocolate bar tastes like poopy. I need someone to fix it now or I'm going to be on Yelp and complaining.
That, yeah, that's one of the points of contention with me and Fuck Checker about the kids is that, like, I'm not going to, like, sugarcoat things the way the real world will not do for them. And right. So I got, you know, one coming up to me talking about some achievement in Minecraft, and I'm like, I look at him square in the face. I'm all, your parents must be so proud. And then I just kind of walk away. And the first time I said it, he just kind of stood there confused. And then, but after that, he kind of got it. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't know if you can die from, you know, your kids showing you like memes and videos on YouTube, but I think it's possible with the amount of stuff that I had to see during during the quarantine. It was like, really? This is what you're doing with your life, huh?
And that brings up another question I have. I have been on a bunch of joke forums on Facebook that have been subsequently shut a post. You're on an offensive website, joke site on Facebook. Yeah, they have standards, okay? Maybe they can't show TNA, you know, or a nipple here or, you know, someone going down on somebody. But, you know, there's some funny jokes out there and they get called out. And next thing I know, that whole site's been shut down. What the fuck? You're joining a user group and you're complaining about the things that you see? It's just like saying, God damn it, this, I'm going to complain about this chocolate cake. Well, no one gave it to you. Well, I stole it. Well, if you stole it, you can't complain about it.
Exactly. It's like people just want ridiculous things to complain about. And the worst thing about social media and like the way like people are trending as far as sensitivity, it's like it's validating a ridiculous complaint. And something like complaining about having to wait on, you know, like Louis C.K. said, like having to wait on the runway for 40 minutes, you know, as if the Wright brothers would have been like, yo, they're going to have to wait for 40 minutes. Fuck it. It's not even worth it.
Let's go back home. Hawaii trip can come around again next year.
Right. You know, and things like that. And it's things that a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, fuck it. I get you. It's fucking blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Like, so the fuck what? Shut the fuck up.
Let's keep it real to this, okay? The people on the Titanic, they had a reason to complain. They hit the iceberg and they drowned, okay? The people on 9/11 flights that hit the field and hit the towers, man, they had a reason to complain. You don't have a reason to complain. So shut the fuck up and go about your day, and we don't have to validate your stupidity.
Like fat people complaining about, I have to buy an extra seat. Well, yeah, because you kind of pour over into the next seat anyways when you sit next to somebody, and it's like fucking uncomfortable as fuck to have one of your fat rolls like hugging my arm as I'm trying to fucking catch a nap in between fucking cities.
Not only that, but you have to pay to get those seats repaired, because once the seats that come up in the middle are stained with your butt cheek right down the middle, your ass crack, then, you know, you can't wash that shit out.
You know, like, don't complain. Like, they don't have to let you on the fucking flight if you don't fit in a chair, technically, you know, like.
But man, I can fit in one chair.
Like, fucking, if you don't like it, hit the jump seat with the fucking flight attendants.
Someone opened up the inflatable raft. Look, he's sitting in 2B and 2C.
Take a train, asshole. Take a train. You're back on. Your audio had cut out.
Yeah, I see it.
I saw your video moving, but I didn't hear what you said. What did you?
Okay, sorry about that. My mic's all on the fritz here. I said, "Take a train in your asshole, asshole."
What are some of like that just kind of pop to your mind when you think about the kind of ridiculous complaints that people validate without even giving it a second thought?
First thing in my mind is banks. I mean, those poor workers there, they bust their ass off in those banks and everything, you know, and it's not, I really don't hate people that work in banks. I hate banks in general, but you know, you get the customer coming in there and complaining about stupid shit. It's just like, God's sakes, man, these guys are just workers just like you. Don't give them a hard time. They're trying to help you. They're trying to be nice. So what? Your ATM card doesn't work on the outside. Maybe it's on the fritz. Go inside and take, you know, money out. It's just too much out of their day to you know, emphasize to do. It's just like, fuck's sakes, man. Get over yourself.
Yeah, and it's just like, so it reminds me of a time I was at dinner, and it was one of those nights where the food was the only good part of being at that restaurant. I don't know how this dude managed to, now that they have the key, you know, the iPads or, you know, whatever, you know, the digital stuff that they carry around with them to input orders right away. Mm-hmm. Dude was inputting my order and simultaneously forgetting what the fucking order was at this, you know, like between the time I told him and the time that he input it. And then like 20 minutes later he came back and I was like, so he's like, oh right, I forgot about that, the fucking this or this. And I'm like, not a good start, but all right, let's see where this goes, maybe it'll get better. And no, it didn't. Unfortunately, like, it, there was supposed to be an hour and a half time limit, you know, just because of the COVID restriction thing and trying to get, you know, people in and out. But yeah, no, it took like at least 2 hours and almost 3 hours from start to finish. It's like, God, good damn thing they're not strict on that hour and a half, because, oh man, it was I don't know if it was just like them being rusty because they haven't, you know, served people in person in a long time, or if that guy was the epitome of every fucking stoner stereotype that ever existed. That it could have gone either way. It honestly could have.
Oh, wait. Did you have the California rolls, dude? Those are delicious. You want something else?
Delivering food to the wrong tables.
What the shit? But you're not complaining, at least. I mean, at least you weren't out there going, what the fuck? Who the fuck? You know, it was something obvious. You dealt with it and you got the fuck out of there and laughed about it.
Oh man, thankfully I had some really strong edibles that I did a review for from Flight Room, and I took I think around 400 milligrams, and it was really nice. Strong. And at one point when Fuck Checker was getting ready and I was just sitting there kind of like spaced out, she's like, am I gonna need to drive? I'm like, and just by her tone, I'm like, yeah, that's not a good idea. I'm all danger, avert. I'm like, nah, I got it. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'll be good. And so I'm like, immediately start looking for a fucking Red Bull, and I'm like, oh, okay, good. And so then by the time we got there, like the whole lethargic and like I wanted to take a nap feeling went away, and I was still really high though, so it was an interesting night. At one point, somebody in our party may have said something offensive, or that Asian people could take offense to, and I followed it up with, well, that's what it feels like to be, that's what it's always felt like to be Mexican. So Join the club, motherfucker. Get in line.
You know, it could have gone worse if it started out with you saying, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Mixit was there. He's like, dude, how high are you? And I was like, yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, yes.
Yeah, he just starts laughing. He's like, Jesus Christ. He's also ordering half of fucking the left side of the menu. I'm like, I'm trying not to. And it honestly, I'm glad it wasn't a paper menu because I probably would have. It was kind of a pain to scroll through the phone app menu. So it kept me from ordering too much.
And when I usually get fucked up, I start sounding more and more like Bill Clinton. That's highly irregular at this time, but I think I'm going to do it.
I think the kicker of the night was because he forgot the second drink that I ordered. And it was by this point, like he was bringing out dessert, which took 45 minutes. And I'm not sure why it takes 45 minutes to cut a slice of cheesecake, but you know, I don't work at that restaurant. I don't know how they do things, but it seemed a bit excessive. I'll just say that. And so he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about it. I'm like, oh, it's all right. It's all right. Just forget it. I'll, you know, dessert's already here. It's cool. I don't need it. And he's like, well, I'll just get it. And, you know, I'll just put it, you know, I won't put it on the bill. And I was like, well, I mean, you twisted my arm. So I let him, you know, bring the drink. But then at the end of the night, it ends up on the bill. And I was like, on top of everything else, the fucking free drink ends up on the bill. And I'm like, you lying some little bitch.
You should have threw that up. Just say, here, have your drink back. Nice, man.
So it was a big bill, but I tipped. But because the service was so shitty, I tipped him the amount of the fucking free drink that I was supposed to get. Just to be a dick.
Just remember, people out there in the waiting world, we don't tip lightly because you're nice or because you do things correctly. If you are a shithead and you don't deliver the food properly, you don't get a fucking tip. Hell, in Europe nations, they don't fucking tip anyway. So I've been to Japan. We don't tip over there. That's frowned upon. Here, they demand a tip and we get shitty service. So.
Yep, it's totally different when you step outside, you know, the boundaries of the U.S. and, you know, you get some travel experience and you see how other people do shit, and it's, there's sometimes night and day differences. So quit complaining about how fucking bad you got it, because you really don't. It's there's people like that would fucking kill to be in your shoes, for real. So like, quit your bitching.
Yeah, I was actually in an airport one time, and there was some people that were standing in line waiting to get checked in, and that's all they did was complain at the lady, just barking at her, come on, you get on this flight. I had a turned out they had a request for a different flight at a different time, and they were just early. And they're yelling at this person, just constantly berating her, you know. I get in line for my check and everything, and I just apologize for that person being an asshole. It's like, you know, he didn't need to treat you like that. I'm so sorry that, you know, you have to deal with this every day. Made her day. But you know what? Why do we have to treat people like that? You know, get over your shit, man. It's not that important.
Right. Exactly. So we are coming up on our time for this episode. But we are still, like we had posted on the last video, if you catch it on YouTube, there was a scrolling marquee on the bottom with our email addresses and letting you guys know that we're taking requests and suggestions, shitty ideas for content for season 5. We want to, you know, give you guys what you like. So chime in, shoot us an email, hit us up on social media. You know, we'll post some short clips asking your guys' opinion and see what you guys want. We got some things, actually good things in the works for season 5. So we are definitely coming back. We're going to close out this season. As usual, we're going to be off for a couple of months. And when we reconvene, we're going to have some really good shit for you.
We haven't seen anything come through yet. So when season 5 rolls around, don't come fucking complaining at us. Just enjoy it.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're gonna get up and out of here for tonight, but until next time,
if life's got you down, like big shit on your crown, just remember to get a good pick-me-up with rice and beans in your fucking cup.